So, pardon me. So we have our call to order and we have adopted the agenda. We are now moving into the commissioning service for this for the Board of Education. As I mentioned, a very important role, one that we hold in very high esteem and is very important for our board. So to start off in a good way and pointing us in a good direction and starting us off on our foundation, we're pleased to have Father Kevin McGee with us here today to lead our trustees through their commissioning service. So with that,
Father McGee. Thank you very much, Greg. And it's, again, an honor for me to be with you and to accompany you as you begin another season of leadership. And I just want to take a moment. You know, our lives as Christians are all about relationship. It's all about how we engage and love one another and support one another in our own journeys. And I just want to take a moment and to acknowledge the journey of Alice, who has entered into the kingdom and whose presence we all deeply miss. So we hold her in prayer. I'd like to also take a moment to welcome and congratulate those who are new to this board. So Benita and Dana, I can't see you, but I'm sending out greetings to you, and Hudson. So a warm welcome. And so whatever configuration relationships we have, we are always held together by our God of love, God, our God who pours out his Holy Spirit that unites us. And so as we enter into this commissioning service, we do so. I'll just mention, you have some lovely crosses here. So at the end of the part, as part of my final blessing, I'll also extend a blessing to the crosses that you have in front of you. And so let us begin our commissioning service with the sign of our faith in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My sisters and brothers, Jesus Christ has commissioned each of us to go and make disciples, drawing strength from our union with Christ through his church. We serve and lead while encouraging others to grow and use their gifts for building up the body of believers. Today, we give thanks for your willingness to heed Christ's call as Catholic school trustees, and we pray for God's guidance and blessing on your public ministry. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus had risen from the dead, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So there's always a little moment here where it says a reflection on the scripture, but this will be very brief. I think the gospel was well chosen for what you're getting yourselves into, or what you have got yourselves into, because it's an expression of a commitment that you've made not only as trustees but as Christians baptized into the gift of God's very life. And we cannot be baptized. We cannot enter into the experience of Jesus Christ through baptism, as we heard in our gospel, without also hearing the word go. Go and make disciples. And that's what being Christian is about. I've heard someone once say that a Christian is someone who's met one. And so you have a special responsibility of living that out in a very dynamic way. The realities of COVID have providentially placed us in the basement of St. Paul's Co-Cathedral, named after that great and zealous missionary to the Gentiles. And so we pray for his intercession today as we start this new journey. Today also happens to be the feast day of St. Columban. All of you know who St. Columban is, I'm sure. He was an Irish saint. He was interestingly enough, an abbot, a monk in a monastery in Ireland, but then also became a missionary. He went out to France and wound up dying in Italy, founding monasteries as he went. But I think St. Columban kind of brings together those two aspects of our Christian life that we need to join in a very profound way. That is the contemplative dimension, prayer, commitment to prayer, and also that active dimension. And so we can only be fully present in our missionary activity when we are rooted in prayer. So my word to you and my encouragement to you and my promise to you is that I will pray for you and invite you to continue as you do to make prayer a daily part of your life. Because as trustees as called and sent, we can only do that authentically when our lives are rooted in prayer in Jesus Christ. So my blessings to you. And as you move forward, and once again, be assured of my prayers. So at this moment, I invite us to please stand. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we are united by our common commitment to the students, parents, and staff of Greater Saskatoon Catholic Schools. You have generously offered your many talents in service to our school division. Through the exercise of their democratic rights and responsibilities, the members of the larger Catholic community have recognized your gifts and servant leadership and have duly elected you as trustees. Catholic schools play a vital role in the teaching ministry of our church. As trustees, you collaborate with administration, staff, parents, parishes, and other community partners to create Catholic communities of learning, compassion, and care. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you help fan the flames of faith so that our students and staff can engage the world and transform it through their lives as disciples of our Lord Jesus. Like previous generations of trustees, you are called to accept the unique role of assisting our bishops in the education of our children and youth. With this in mind, I now ask you to respond, "We will," to the following. Will you work together to govern the affairs of Greater Saskatoon Catholic Schools in accordance with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and in communion with the Catholic Church?
We will.
Will you hold sacred the God-given dignity and rights of all who come to us?
We will.
Will you accept and respect the position of trust that parents and guardians have placed in you to assist them in the Catholic education of their children?
We will.
Guided by your faith in Jesus, will you commit to working together in a spirit of respect, trust, and compassion as you strive to fulfill the responsibility of your office?
We will.
On behalf of Greater Saskatoon Catholic Schools and our shepherd, Bishop Mark, I welcome you to this ministry. May God our Father look with love on your worship, your word, witness as you give glory through your servant leadership, and may God bless all your efforts done in his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And let us pray together. Father, thank you for the gift of Catholic education. May we always be mindful that we are your children and that all we have come from you. Help us to be good stewards of your blessings. Jesus, our teacher and savior, the good news of your life, death, and resurrection is proclaimed daily in our schools. Help us to respond to your call to make disciples with renewed energy and purpose. Let us see you in our sisters and brothers and serve each other with meek and humble hearts. Holy Spirit, our guide and advocate, bless us with your gifts so that our schools may be living signs of your love. May we grow ever closer to you and we work together to build your kingdom. Blessed Trinity, hear and answer our prayer. Amen. I invite you with the cross that you received to just hold it in your hand. And as part of our final blessing, I will bless these crosses. The wood of this cross comes from the Holy Land. It's from Bethlehem. So it unites us in a very physical, tangible way with Jesus, who, as we heard in our gospel, walked this very sacred ground. And so this is yours as a way of also bringing the Holy Land into your work, into your places where you live and where you serve. So I invite God's blessing upon these crosses. Lord, may these crosses always be a sign of your love for each one of us and those who hold them. May they be a reminder that you call each of us as disciples to take up our cross, which is another way of saying to be people of ministry, of service, of proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. I ask you to bless all those gathered here today, bless them in their work the year ahead, and bless these crosses. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go forward from this day in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very, very much, Father, for leading us in that through our commissioning service and for your all these very wise words and guidance for us as we embark upon this new leg of the journey of the school division under the governance and guidance of our newly elected board. And so we thank you very much for that. Lots of good words to think about. Just maybe to pick up on a couple of things, it is also interesting that we find ourselves here in the basement of St. Paul's Cathedral. If you'll recall, 119 years ago, there would have been little ones running around here because these were the first two classrooms of the school division of Greater Saskatoon, then St. Paul's Roman Catholic Separate School Division. And so imagine Sister St. Solange and the other sisters bustling about in the habits and bustling the children here for school, and that this is our birthplace. And so I thought it was also quite fitting that we would start our embark on our journey of this four-year mandate with the board here touching physically our roots. And as we think over the 119 years that have transpired since then, the many shepherds of our flock here in the Diocese of Saskatoon and the Eparchy of Saskatoon that have graced this hall and this church, and of all of the trustees and the staff and the families and the children that have been part of Catholic education for the last 119 years, we do indeed stand on the shoulders of giants. And it is our turn to metaphorically carry that torch forward and carry the gift that is Catholic education forward in this next period of time. And I look very much forward to working with each and every one of you as we embark on this very exciting journey. Lots on the go. And so it's just nice to be here grounded in this piece of history for us that roots us very well for this next journey ahead. And so with that, we will resume our agenda. We have already done our oath and signing of office for our trustees. So we'll move into 2.0. And at this juncture, we will begin the process to elect our chair for the Board of Education. So this time I would call that nominations are open and call for nominations for the position of board chair.
I would like to nominate Diane Boyko.
The record show that Trustee Burscheid nominated Trustee Boyko for chair. Is there a seconder? Trustee Zakreski-Wawicki seconding that nomination. Trustee Boyko, you will let your name stand. Okay. Second call for nominations for the role of board chair. Third call. Okay, with that, I will need a motion from a trustee that nominations cease. Trustee Carrier has moved that nominations cease, and seconder was Trustee Beckler. And so with that, all in favor? Motion is carried, and congratulate Chair Boyko on taking on the role of chair of our Board of Education.
Well, Slava Iisusu Christu, glory be to Jesus Christ. I'd like to thank all of you for putting your trust in me. Why are you smiling at me, Mr. Beckler? That quaver in my voice is constantly there for some reason, but I think it also shows the deep emotion that I have for this board and for the people who are sitting around this table. I think we have a blessed year with the incumbents that are here and with the new blood, with with Dana and Benita and Hudson that bring a different flavor and a different perspective. And so we not only have a chance to stay rooted in what this board has accomplished over the many years, but also to let forth, I guess, I'm using fathers, maybe some metaphors too, let forward some new branches that will allow us to see things in a different perspective and grow so much in our own faith and in our own community as trustees of this great division. I wanted to echo everything that Greg said, and of course to all of Exec Council and Joel and Daryl who are here, and the work that happens through this board to the administration and just branches out into all of our schools and to all of our staff and to all of our students. We are indeed blessed with the work that is done in this division because of the trust and the belief that we all have in Jesus Christ and his mission of the greatest teacher of all. And so thank you, Father Kevin, for leading us in that wonderful commissioning statement. And I know I will thank probably Darcy Leach for helping pen it. And to be able to capture who we are is, as trustees for this division, is a beautiful thing. And I thank you for your prayers, and we all thank you for your prayers and always being such a good shepherd for us within the school division. God bless you, Father. So, trustees, we'll begin now with 3.0, the election of the vice chair. So I will proceed to call for nominations for the vice chair, and they will take this office immediately. So first call for the position of vice chair. Thank you to our twin. Thank you to Jim Carrier. I see the second. Do I have to ask if you'll accept first? So the seconding by Trustee Stoos. Mr. Beckler, will you let your name stand?
Yes.
Thank you. So Ron Beckler has let his name stand for the position of vice chair. I will make the second call for nominations for the vice chair. I will make the third call for the position of vice chair. Hearing no other nominations, the recommendation is that the Board of Education elect and appoint Mr. Ron Beckler as vice chair for the 2020-2021 term. May I have somebody to move that motion, please? Thank you.
To move the nomination cease.
I apologize. Thank you, Trustee Jelinski. We'll move the nomination cease. And then the recommendation that the board... And a seconder. Thank you, Hudson. Trustee Biblo. All those in favor, that nomination cease. Thank you. Congratulations, Mr. Beckler. But we will have to, do we have to vote?
No, it's just that way.
Congratulations, Mr. Beckler. You are our continuing vice chair. Did you have anything you'd like to say? I was going to say one, but three is okay, I guess.
Thank you for your confidence. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll look forward to working together. Trustees 4.0, you see, are the appointments. So the background information that the Education Act requires that the Board of Education appoint by resolution at its organizational meeting its secretary, treasurer, and attendance counselor. So the recommendation is as follows for appointments for 2020-2021 organizational year. The secretary to the Board of Education, Superintendent Daryl Basilak, the treasurer, chief financial officer, Joel Lloyd, the attendance counselor, Carrie Anning, in absentia, designates to the director of education, Superintendents Gord Martell and chief financial officer, Joel Lloyd, Assistant Secretary to the Board, Patty Cito, and Assistant Treasurer, Catherine Holmes. So I'll require someone to move those appointments. Thank you, Trustee Elliott. I'll need someone to second that motion. Thank you, Trustee Beckler. All those in favor? That motion is carried. Dana, are we speaking loud enough for you?
Yep, it's perfect. I can hear absolutely everything. It's perfect.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. All right. 5.0, agents of the Board of Education. The Board has entered into contractual agreements with the agents of the Board. Procurement of the agents is governed by the division purchasing policy. The recommendation as follows, that the Board of Education approve the following agents for 2020-2021 organizational year. Our fiscal agent, Scotiabank. Our purchasing card agent, Bank of Montreal. Our auditors, MVP. Insurance broker, SSB John. And our solicitors, McKercher LLP. So the recommendation will require, thank you, Trustee Carrier, for a move.
I have a question.
Okay. Yes?
Specific to this, I see this is going on here. now that Nick Bath is gone, I'm wondering if there's another opportunity to look at. Are there other Nick Baths out there?
No, that's fine.
It was coming through.
It was coming through. Okay, yeah.
But simply, we open to look at that sometime this given year as an agenda item, or what's the process?
Trustee Carrier, I can respond to that question. All of these items would be governed through our procurement contract, so they do expire on a term basis, and we would procure replacement. The only one that we haven't done that with would be our solicitors, our legal. The board's not required to tender that service out from time to time. Obviously, they may choose to do so. So we can bring that back as an item for consideration for the board to look at. We've been using McKercher's for a long time, and there is a number of individuals we use there, not just services of one agent. So we could weigh that. Other boards have gone out and done procurement, but for the most part, they've selected their pre-existing legal counsel. So an opportunity might be to meet some of the solicitors that we're using now, and then the board can determine if they would like to go to procurement. So administration, we can set that up as an opportunity for sure.
Any other questions, trustees? Seeing none, the recommendation again to approve those agents. I'll need someone to move that motion. Thank you, Trustee Carrier. Trustee Jelinski is seconding that motion. All those in favor? That motion is carried. Our banking resolution, you can see the recommendation, utilize the services of the main branch of Scotiabank in Saskatoon for its regular transactions, that the necessary banking resolutions be completed by the chair and the treasurer of the board, and that the documentation be filed at the bank. Whereas the Board of Education of St. Paul's Roman Catholic Separate School Division No. 20, known as the Board, requires the sum of $15 million for current expenditures of the Board. Now, therefore, be it resolved as a resolution of the Board that the Chair and the Chief Financial Officer on behalf of the Board are authorized to borrow from Scotiabank, the bank, the sum of $15 million, the loan amount, for necessary expenditures of the Board pending receipt of the proceeds of taxes and other revenue by way of overdrawing the Board's account with the bank from time to time, the amount of such which overwithdrawn being thereafter referred to as the overdraft loan, the aggregate of which such overdraft shall not exceed the loan amount, with said overdraft loans to be payable on demand, and the Chair and Chief Financial Officer are authorized to agree to pay interest on such overdraft loans as may from time to time remain outstanding and unpaid, as well after as before maturity, default, and judgment, at an annual rate equal to the bank's prime interest rate from the time to time minus 1%. Prime interest rate is herein used, meaning the annual rate of interest announced from time to time by the bank as a reference rate, then in effect for determining interest rates on Canadian dollar commercial loans in Canada. The Chair and the Chief Financial Officer shall and are hereby authorized to provide written confirmation and acknowledgement to the bank on behalf of the Board on the first business day following each month of the amount outstanding as at and including the end of the immediately preceding month as to overdraft loans to and including that time. I'll require someone to move that. You have a question, Trustee Jelinski?
I told that. Could you reread that?
No.
Well, you might have to get a motion for me to do that, too. Thank you, Trustee Jelinski. I'll need a seconder for that motion. Trustee Burscheid, all those in favor? That motion is carried.
And perhaps for the just the understanding of our new trustees, that is maybe, Joel, I don't know if you want to just explain that process, but it is, so that they understand what that's about.
All right, thanks, Greg. For our line of credit, we use it from time to time for operating purposes. Our funding is over 12 months, but a lot of our expenses, like teaching salaries, are over 10 months. So we incur more costs, and it was used more in the past when we would get taxation dollars unevenly throughout the year. We get lump sums. Now with the new grant funding that we get, every month they look at what we have for property taxation and they make up the difference. So we get the same amount every month now from the government. So that's really supported this. We actually didn't even use our line of credit last year, where in past years we had up to $28 million that we used to do operating expenses as well as to fund capital projects. And capital projects is another area that's been changed, where we used to have to outlay a bunch of money and then wait months and months and months before we get reimbursement. And now there is a more of a regular payment process in the ministry that doesn't require us to do that. So that the line credit used to be $28 million, now it's on $15 million, and even $15 million we haven't had to use in the last year.
Okay, thank you, trustee. I either gave you a promotion or demotion. I'm not sure which one, Joel. All right, thank you for clearing that up. And again, to everyone that has any questions, Joel is always open to answering those. All right, let's proceed now to 7.0, the signing officers of the board. The background: by policy, signing officers are determined at the yearly organizational meeting, and the recommendation is that the Board of Education approve the board chair and chief financial officer as the signing officers of the board with an abstentia permission granted to the vice chair and assistant treasurer. I'll need someone to move that. Thank you, Trustee Elliott. Someone to second that motion? Trustee Zakreski-Rubecki. All those in favor? That motion is carried as well. Trustee remuneration and expense schedule. So by policy, again, we review that schedule in the yearly organizational meeting. So the proposed trustee remuneration expense is as attached. So you can see that the remuneration on that, the second page out over, for the trustees is at $25,140 per year, paid monthly in 12 equal installments. The vice chair remuneration is $26,173.50, and the chair is $32,650, paid in monthly 12 equal installments. We have the travel and conference professional development to a maximum of $5,500 per annum for trustees and $10,000 per annum for the board. And the conference rates at this point are actual costs for the conference, hotel accommodations, actual cost with receipts, air travel, economy fare, the Saskatchewan Public Commission's rate with the car allowance at 0.45 cents effective October 1st, and the sustenance allowance of 51 per day in province and 61 per day out of province. And of course, other expenses with receipts. The benefits: trustees may access a health spending account of up to $3,000. The health spending account provides reimbursement for a wide range of health-related expenses over and above the regular benefit plan maximums. It is administered in accordance with the Canada Revenue Agency guidelines. Eligible dependents and spouses of the trustees are also covered in the HSA. I'll just read everything through and then we can have discussion. You can see that we have the two options for the meeting dates that we'll discuss, and then also the continuous agenda of the board. So when we do have the meeting dates, we'll determine if the frequency of our regular and planning meetings is what we determine to be effective. We'll reserve a day of the week for its regular planning meetings and establish a starting time for its regular and planning meetings. And then we'll approve this actual schedule of the dates for the period of November 23rd to November 1st of 2021. So if we can go back to the remuneration schedule, I guess I will open the floor to any conversations to see if there's appetite, I guess, to change, to stay the same, and just have some good general conversation. So I'll open the floor to that.
Diane, I would like to stay the same. I don't think right now is the time to change it.
Okay, thank you, Trustee Burscheid. Any other opinions that way?
I agree.
Okay, I'm seeing nods all around the table. Okay, we will leave that. On the $25,140 and all of the vice chair and chair. You're okay with that too? Yep. Okay. You see that travel and conference professional development. Do I have consensus around the table that is, would be left the same? Okay. I'm seeing nods in that capacity as well. And the benefits plan, the $3,000. Okay. I'm seeing consensus there as well.
Chair Boyko, yes. These are all, each is a separate agenda item, which requires a separate motion. So if you wanted to deal with remuneration first, and then we can deal with the others.
We'll just, I think, continue, and then I'll go back, and then we'll, okay. I guess. So I suppose we could probably do that separately. So then number one, and then number two, and then number three, or just all of those at once?
Are you meaning to get into the meeting dates and that kind of thing?
Just before that, when you talked about having to move the recommendations separately.
But the remuneration is a separate motion. The dates and times is a separate motion. And the continuous agenda is a separate motion.
Okay, so we could do the remuneration, yes. Travel, and correct. Benefits,
yeah,
now. Okay,
well, yeah.
Maybe let's do that. Sorry, I misunderstood. Okay, so I'll require a motion that is followed through as has been. Thank you, Trustee Stuess. I'll need a seconder. Trustee Carrier, all those in favor? That motion is carried. So let's now proceed to the dates and times. And so we have been meeting on Mondays. At this point, we have been meeting for a planning meeting and a regular meeting of the board, or a public meeting of the board, to try and balance that out as often as we can, at least once a month. Sometimes it stretches a little longer if there is holidays and things like that in between. So you had a chance to take a look at that. I guess I would ask, you know, mostly for the new trustees, if Mondays will continue to be a good date for all of the board, I guess, but also the time. So what we've done at this point since the pandemic struck, that we have had all of our meetings in the afternoon just to accommodate people who have to drive from out of town in the darkness, and also to accommodate to make sure that the business of the board can get done in a timely manner during the day. So I guess I will just leave that open to see if there's any conversation around both those options you took a look at. One has the 7 o'clock times in the evening for regular, and then the other option two has just the noon times for all of our meetings. So Deb?
I like option two for the reasons that you've stated, but I can't see us changing unless there's something that's really poking us in the eye, staying away from Monday, because I think exec council and everybody sort of books their time frames around what our meeting dates are.
Okay. Thank you, Deb. Tim?
I assume that COVID under control, hopefully this year, that sometime in the spring we'll go back to 7 o'clock. Maybe.
Well, I think that's the discussion. I think it's yeah.
So was it played by year up until that point?
Yeah, I think the motion will be there that we choose one of the options, and if we choose option two, and we know there is lots of fluidity, that we're able to either revert back to the 7 o'clock or just continue. Correct.
Are we going to continue to try to meet as a group in the future like this? Or are
the meetings
going to be more
virtual and online? Yeah. Well, I think, you know, we have the opportunity to be able to do this. And I think part of this is because of the guidelines right now from the Saskatchewan Health Authority. So I think we'll do the best that we can. If there's this opportunity to be able to do that again next week without anything changing, it is a good opportunity that way for us to meet.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Spacing.
Yeah. So next week, for example, we have a very complex meeting. We've got the OPA coming in, our local auditors, and a number of other presenters. There wouldn't be any way that we could address the limitations of the regulations as they are right now and have things, you know, moving. So we have to have a really good platform for online meeting. So we can handle a few trustees, you know, up to about five in the boardroom, and a few admin, and we can manage the meeting there with that, and then have rest of administration in via Teams, and some of our trustees in via Teams as well. That to take us care of the 30th, it being a very complex meeting that way, we can revisit that then for meetings moving forward. As to whether we want to, you know, get more into a space like this and be together. And again, it'd be a bit fluid based on what changes in the regulations. But we kind of have to run that next meeting that way in order to be able to manage everything coming in and out. But moving forward after that, we can rethink this. It does, you know, take some degree of setup for here, and this doesn't allow us for the projecting and the receiving of people in and microphoning and that kind of thing to the same degree. You know, we don't all have our mics and that kind of thing like we have back in the office. So the setup's a little simpler.
The restrictions that were announced a week or so ago, say it's 7th,
I believe. Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Trustee Biblo? That's the first time I've said that. Okay, second time.
is the 12th again start time on? Your time, or is 12 set for a particular reason?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that forward. And that was my next question, to see if it was, this could accommodate people who are new to the board. Hudson and I kind of had a little bit of a conversation about this. So would there be any appetite and opportunity that we would start our meeting instead of at noon, that we'd start it at 11 o'clock?
That sounds like a great idea.
Sorry, Dana?
Yeah, I prefer 11 o'clock. That would work great for me.
Okay. Just conscious of those people that have set times for their works. So do I see that, Wayne, would that be something you could manage? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, in your dreams. In your chair. Okay, does that work for everybody? Exec Council will be able to manage that,
yep,
as well?
Yep, we'll adjust our schedule accordingly. Yep.
Yeah. And then that will get us started sooner, but also ending sooner, so just conscious of that fact. Jim?
The only question I would have is this new start or 11 o'clock specifically
to the pandemic table, or
option 2 for the next year?
Well, the idea is that option 2 would be chosen for the next year. And regardless of the pandemic, and then if we needed to rework that schedule, if we felt that we wanted to go back to evening meetings, we could do so.
Okay, just make everyone cognizant of the fact that, you know, this, the evening meeting, it totally doesn't matter to me, but to entice people from the electorate to come. And we can't lose sight of that.
No.
I mean, 11 o'clock is good for us. 12 o'clock is good for us. But 7 o'clock, you know, to invite people to come in. Now, you know, we've had standing room only for all our meetings, so I know that. But it's always an opportunity to keep that in mind. So
yeah.
Please don't lose that.
No. And I think, though, that when we say that we'd be starting at 11 o'clock, that would be what we would be doing, is taking some of our in-camera agenda, like we always do, to ensure that we finished it by 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that if we could hopefully have an hour, hour and a half meeting, we would be done by, you know, 2 o'clock at the very latest. So that's the intent. So that the public portion, I think, would still start at noon,
yeah,
but we would start at 11 o'clock.
That's so, Diane, to Jim's point, I have to agree with him. Once the
pandemic
is over and there's new guidelines as to how many people can meet in a confined space and that type of thing, I think we seriously have to look at the 7 o'clock start time.
Yeah. You know, right now, like, you'll remember that what we do is we tape our regular part of the meeting and then we put it on the website. So thank you to Derek for always doing that, and Daryl. And so there's that option, I guess, for people at least to be aware of what's going on at the meeting in that way. But for sure that we would revisit all of this once there is maybe some normalcy, if I can call it that.
Also, to mention,
too,
that
7 o'clock
start time
right. Yeah, and that would be okay for people that would be working. Dana, that would work for you too?
Yeah, it would. 7 o'clock would be fine as well. Yeah, I can make it work. Yeah, 7 o'clock would be just as easy as 11 o'clock. So for me,
again, it would be 5 o'clock because it would be a couple of hours before.
Yeah, so that works for me. Yeah. Probably for my work schedule, 5 o'clock works better, but I'm happy to go with what everybody else wants.
Yeah, and that would lead in, the 5 o'clock would just lead into, would we get all of our in-camera work done, and then at 7 o'clock, then the meeting would be for a public meeting. Yeah, so it would just flow that way.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's a great idea to revisit it after the pandemic. It's just such peculiar times, and, you know, I think it works during the day for sure to be able to meet during daylight.
Yeah, especially for those that are traveling. Yeah, so that's good too. Yeah, so we'll revisit this next November when everything maybe goes back to normal. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say in the spring, once thing, you know, we'll have a better sense in the spring and be able to plan for the rest of, you know, this academic year and then into the fall, for sure.
Okay, so we've looked at the times, and again, just to let those that are new to the board, there is some flexibility with some of those dates with enough notice that we're able to do that. So if there's something that comes up for you, please never hesitate to come to the board. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but most of the time it does. So
right,
there's also that flexibility. Sharon?
So just for clarification, I'm just wondering if it's a holiday, does that Do we still attend, or will that be just postponed till the next following Monday?
Yeah, we've tried to not have it on holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sharon? Yeah, I mean, we can fluctuate if there's something that, you can't, people can't attend. We always try and ensure 100% attendance if we can.
So when will that date be finalized then?
Is there something that we wanted to work on now? Do you have already?
Well, I'm just questioning whether or not, like, is it possible to move it into March or no? You know, to the following, the March 15th meeting or no?
Yeah, we may be able to. I don't think there's any reason why we couldn't at this point. Is that a request that you're making now?
It'd be nice, but
okay.
I'll make it work.
Nope. Like if there's a conflicting.
Yeah. We'll check. We can absolutely check to see if the availability for,
but
then that would be the 14th,
15th.
Yeah, no. That's good.
Okay, and we'll bring that back as well. This is also a first opportunity for you to have a real solid look at it.
Yeah.
And so to take back, I mean, we can approve whatever today, but we can bring it back and make sure that we've got clarity and decision on those for sure. But we can all get Patty to look into other options for those dates.
Yeah.
We tend to try to piggyback it, though, to a meeting on the Monday, so our folks traveling in, you know, we can kind of combine the two. So probably we'll look in at that 15th.
Yeah, and at that point we may be still online, or we may be meeting here where a building is, you know, there isn't any, we have the option to be here and not have to go anywhere else if there is that lockdown still continuing. Okay.
So if folks do have any conflicts with the dates and you want us to be bringing back other ones, please just let Patty and I know, and then we'll work with Diane and Ron to get to get decisions to the board.
Okay. Hudson?
Hey.
Just to clarify that, are you looking at 11 a.m. for
the start of the meeting at 12 o'clock in the public portion still?
In, during the time that we're doing afternoon meetings?
Yes.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not seeing any other questions. Dana, anything from your end again?
No, it's all good on my end.
So that recommendation that we will have our meetings on Mondays, our regular and planning meetings, they will start at 11 o'clock, but the public portion will be at 12. And the schedule is as presented with option 2. So I'll need somebody to move that. Thank you, Trustee Burscheid. Trustee Stuess is seconding that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion is carried as well. We also have the continuous agenda of the board, and this is a very good working document that we use. Everyone can see the amount of work that the trusteeship also entails, and that regular yearly meeting or outreach that we do, or reports that we have, are all exhibited there from August till July. So do we have any questions of anyone? Is there anything that you feel that we should add to this continuous agenda, or are you satisfied? Sharon?
Oh, the so changing the date for the board director review.
Yeah.
Good point.
And I didn't notice that on there. So
yeah, we've got it done in August, thought.
Yeah, that's when it's presented to the board for review typically, but we can absolutely back that up. I think we talked about doing that more in like May, and then be able to finish up by the end of June.
I thought we were going to talk about it at the retreat.
Right.
Wasn't there discussion regarding
yes,
that?
You're right. Yeah. Okay, I will revisit that and get a new version to you.
So, yeah. Okay, thank you, Sharon. Anything else, trustees?
Sorry.
All right, seeing no other questions, recommendation, the Board of Education discuss and approve the 2020-2021 continuous agenda as presented. I'll need someone to move that. Thank you, Trustee Beckler, seconder to that motion. Thank you, Trustee Elliott. All those in favor? That is carried as well. Now we go to some of the work of the board, and that includes standing committees of the board. So currently there is one standing committee of the board, and that is the Together in Faith and Action Committee. Thanks to Trustee Jelinski and Trustee Risling, bless her soul, for the good work that they did on this committee. So the recommendation is that we do appoint one trustee as chair and another as an additional member to serve on this committee. And so I'll open the floor to those nominations. Or volunteerism.
I'd like to nominate
Okay, thank you, Trustee Burscheid. Do we need a seconder for that, Daryl?
Yes.
I'll need a seconder for that. Thank you, Trustee Beckler. Mr. Jelinski, would you consider being one of the appointees? Thank you, and you will chair that committee as well? Thank you. All those in favor? That is great as well. So the additional member to serve on that board that supports that committee and Tim, working with Greg and the whole committee, will require one other trustee. So are there any nominations or volunteers for that? Trustee Biblo, you'd like to volunteer? All right, Trustee Biblo, so the minutes will show that Trustee Biblo is volunteering for that award for that position. You showed up, that's the first award.
And who moved that and seconded it?
No, Mr. Stuess and Mr. Beckler. All those in favor of having Trustee Biblo will be the second person on that committee. It's carried as well. The Saskatchewan Catholic School Boards Association appoints one trustee to be its representative on the board of directors for the SCSBA. Thank you, Trustee Jelinski, to this point that you've represented very well. And so I'll leave the floor open to any volunteering or anyone who would like to nominate anyone. Thank you, Trustee Stuess. I'll need a seconder for that motion. Thank you, Trustee Carrier. Trustee Jelinski?
I'm willing to serve in that capacity. However, I think next agenda item book, the Vice President for the SSBA, Connor mentioned, should that person have missed, or that person also be correct. And so, further to that, I have no intention to ask.
You don't? Okay. Yeah, and we'll have that conversation during the planning meeting as well. All right, so Mr. Jelinski has been nominated, and we've had a seconder and a mover, and Tim has accepted. So all those in favor? That motion is carried. Thank you, Tim, for your good work in that capacity. GSCS Foundation, the board appoints two representatives to the GSCS Foundation. So Trustee Zakreski-Werbecki and Trustee Risling were both on that board. And so I'll leave the nominations and the volunteerism open to some conversation. Thank you, Trustee Burscheid. I need a seconder for that motion. Thank you, Trustee Elliott. Sharon, you'd accept that? Thank you. And then we'll need person to volunteer to be nominated. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So Benita has put her name forward. I'll need someone to move and second her nomination. Thank you, Trustee Burscheid and Zakreski. All those in favor, that's Trustee Zakreski and Elliot will be the new representatives, well, the continuing and new representatives on the foundation board. All those in favor? That's carried. Thank you very much, ladies. The Joint Operations Committee for Humboldt Collegiate Institute, my Ukrainian accent came out. The agreement between Humboldt Collegiate Institute requires two of our trustees and two trustees from Horizon to be part of the Joint Operations Committee. So at this point, Debbie Burscheid and Wayne Stuess have represented us very well on that committee. So I'll leave the floor open to volunteering or to nominations at this point. Trustee Jelinski?
I nominate
Debbie
and Wayne.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's how it's written.
Okay, good. Thank you. And thank you, Trustee Beckler. All those in favor of Debbie and Wayne continuing in this position?
Aye.
Thank you. That's carried as well. Thanks for the good work. The Mamaukamatuan Partnership is guided by the committee that represents the Saskatoon Tribal Council and Greater Saskatoon Catholic Schools. The mission of the partnership is, with spirituality as our foundation, we support our committees by enabling them to grow in their understanding of the past, increasing their awareness of the present and by providing holistic opportunities and growth in the future. The partnership shares a mutual concern for the well-being of First Nation students through co-governance frameworks and reciprocity, collaborates to enhance educational outcomes for First Nation students. So we normally have the chair and then two trustee representatives on the Mamau Kamatuan partnership. And so at this point, I think Sharon, Alice, and myself were part of that. And so I'll leave the floor open to volunteerism or to nominations.
I would like to volunteer.
Okay, thank you, Dana. Dana and Sharon. And this chair, Diane. And so I'll need someone to nominate. Wayne, would you nominate all three? Okay, thank you. Thank you. So Dana, Sharon, and Diane. I'll need a seconder for that motion. Thank you, Mr. Carrier. All those in favor? That motion is carried. Thank you, Dana and Sharon. This is a very good committee that I think you'll bring lots of good perspective, Dana, to it, and we'll enjoy having you on that committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the next one is our CUMFI and GSCS Educational Alliance. So that Educational Alliance is a partnership between GSCS and the Central Urban Métis Federation. The Alliance partnership is guided by governance representatives from both organizations and works within the following mission. Through reciprocity, trust, collaboration, and cooperation, the partnership advocates for excellence in the delivery of education and supports for Métis students. The partnership shares responsibility for building on and creating strengths and gifts for all, and works in ways that foster the preservation and enhancement of Métis culture and language within school and community environments. So we have the chair and then two designates. At this point, I think it was Wayne and Jim were also part of this committee, so thank you for your work. And so now I'll leave the floor open for volunteerism or for someone appointing. So
I
Trustee would Burschein.
Like to nominate Diane, Wayne, and Jim. Keep the status quo for the first year.
Okay. Wayne and Jim, you'd accept that? All right. So Debbie is nominating Diane, Wayne, and Jim to be on this Educational Alliance Committee. I'll need a seconder for that motion. Thank you, Trustee Zakreski. All those in favor? That motion is carried. Our trustee school liaison schedule, the appointments of trustees to the trustee school liaison program for November 23rd, 2020 to August 31st, 2021 will take place at the organizational meeting. The schedule is updated on an annual basis and to align with the academic school year is approved at the regular meeting of the board in September of that school year. Due to the election, the board will approve the attached schedule of this meeting. So all of you will have read that attached schedule. So I will require a nomination to move that schedule as has been presented. Trustee Beckler, I'll need someone to second that motion. Do I hear you, Dana?
Yes, I second it. Absolutely.
I thought I could hear you second it. All those in favor? That motion is carried. Thank you. All right, we come to the adjournment of this meeting. Thank you, everyone, for stepping forward to put your name forward to be to do the workings of the board. We look forward to all the in all your capacities to hear the reports that you'll bring to the board, to offer the conversation for you to take back to your various committees that will speak to the desires of the board and the understanding of the board as we recognize the partnerships that we will engage in. So thank you for all of that work. Now, Father Kevin, I guess at this point, you are going to lead us in a closing prayer. Amen.
The waters of baptism, we have been children of our Heavenly Father. So let us simply pray the words Jesus gave us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Pray for us. Pray for us. And with your spirit.
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, Father. Thank you, everybody, for the good meeting. And I need someone to move the adjournment. Thank you, Trustee Biblow.
Second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
That is carried. All right, so do we take a couple of minutes and